Malaria is one of the biggest killers of children in Africa. About 500,000 kids die from it each year, according to the World Health Organization. The good news is that this death toll has fallen in recent years, thanks to billions of dollars spent by the U.S. and other donor countries. But there's a growing worry that in some places, malaria could come raging back. Reporter Amy Costello hosts a podcast called Tiny Spark, and over the coming months, she'll be producing a special investigative series for us looking at the effectiveness of aid programs and charities. Today, she brings us a story about a potent weapon against malaria that is starting to fail. She reports from the African nation of Malawi.
You can see the grip malaria has over parts of Africa when you visit a village like Chikwawa in southern Malawi. Look just beyond the brick huts and goats, and you see a big lake. It's filled with fish, a source of food for the residents here, but the lake's also a breeding ground for mosquitoes that spread disease. Some mothers and children sit in the shade waiting to speak to me. Among them, there's a 10-year-old girl. She's lying on a mat, listless. They tell me her fever, vomiting, and lack of energy mean malaria. I turn to the girl's mother. When is the last time your child had malaria before this time?
1 month.
So she had malaria 1 month ago?
Mm.
The other moms have similar stories. This one says her child had malaria last month too. Another woman says she has malaria now. The disease is incredibly common here, despite a multi-billion dollar effort to defeat it across Africa. The fight against malaria has largely centered on battling the mosquitoes that transmit the illness. There have been attempts to use larvicide to kill baby mosquitoes, campaigns to spray the walls of people's homes with insecticides, and bed nets have been given out to African families to protect them when they're sleeping and most prone to getting bitten. These nets contain a potent weapon within their very fabric, more insecticides.
An insecticide-treated bed net can protect a family for 4 to 5 years. It only costs $10 to purchase and distribute.
Ads like this helped raise money to distribute hundreds of millions of bed nets across Africa. When insecticide-treated nets were first rolled out in a big way about a decade ago, they were considered by many to be something of a game-changer. At a gathering of world leaders in 2008, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said bed nets would play a big role in helping to bring down malaria deaths to nearly zero by 2015.
I think a number of us worried that it was too simplistic a story right at the beginning.
That's Janet Hemingway. She directs the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine in the UK and is a preeminent malaria researcher. She says what worried her about the bed net campaign from the outset was that the hundreds of millions of nets distributed across Africa were all treated with the same class of insecticides called pyrethroids. Hemingway says there was no way those nets could ever be a long-term solution.
You needed to have something coming up behind those pyrethroid-treated nets, just assuming forever that this was going to be the long-term panacea was clearly not going to be the full story.
Here's why. Hemingway says mosquitoes will become resistant to whatever pesticide you throw at them. In other words, the insects will evolve so the pesticide no longer works. And resistance is likely to emerge more quickly if you blanket an area with bed nets that all contain the same insecticide.
People almost didn't believe that resistance was going to be an issue. And I, for one, had been going around for many years saying, guys, you're going to get this problem.
Turns out Hemingway was right. You can see how insecticides are failing in this lab in Malawi. Researcher Temba Mzilihoa blows into a tube, pushing dozens of mosquitoes toward a section containing pyrethroid insecticides.
So you can see that the mosquitoes are frying about. They're agitated or irritated by the chemical that is on the paper.
Mzilihoa is with Malawi's Malaria Alert Center. He's been working on malaria control for more than a decade. He says this lab experiment will show whether the insecticides on bed nets are still effective at killing mosquitoes in this part of the world. The next day, we head back to the lab to check on the batch of mosquitoes.
This is now 24 hours after, so we want to see for ourselves what has happened.
Mzilihoa says as recently as 3 years ago, we'd have found nearly every mosquito dead after exposure to insecticide. These days, it's a different story.
Wow. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
He counts the mosquitoes that survived.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 25 are still alive.
Just 6 died. That's a survival rate of 80%. Other data gathered from around Malawi reveal a range of survival rates, but the same troubling trend.
We're seeing failure of the chemical to knock down the mosquitoes.
And this problem has turned up well beyond Malawi. According to a recent World Health Organization report, mosquitoes are showing widespread resistance to pyrethroids. The report names several nations of, quote, critical concern. Cameroon, Ethiopia, Uganda, the list goes on. Now, you might think, so if the insecticide in a bed net stops working, the net itself should still protect people, right? Well, back in Chikwawa, where I met the girl who'd had malaria twice in the last month, I asked her mother, Dorothy Kalema, to show me the nets her family sleeps under.
In the net,
this is the net I use, and this is the big hole here where the mosquitoes, they enter through it.
There are 3 large holes in Dorothy's net, big enough to put your head through. Many of Dorothy's neighbors show me their nets, and they too are riddled with holes. In many parts of Africa, bed nets that were supposed to hold up for years have too quickly ended up in tatters. Perhaps the nets were poorly manufactured, or people who use the nets haven't taken proper care of them. No matter the reasons why so many nets have holes in them, they will obviously need to be replaced. But researcher Janet Hemingway says if you give people the same kind of nets you gave them a couple of years ago, it won't help for long. Not in places with pyrethroid resistance.
Distributing nets into pyrethroid-resistant areas where those nets are going to be holed quite quickly is going to give you very little protection quite quickly.
Hemingway says it didn't have to be this way, if only the bed net campaign had been better planned. Hemingway says those who organized the bed net campaign should have put a greater focus on developing stronger nets, one that would withstand wear and tear. And she says from the outset, the net should have contained not one insecticide, but 2, because that would have prevented the mosquitoes from growing resistant so quickly.
What was the choice? There only was one insecticide that was approved for use with such close human contact.
That's Richard Feacham. He directed the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, one of the world's leading funders of insecticide-treated nets. It paid for tens of millions of them during Feacham's tenure. He says he knew the mosquitoes would become resistant to the insecticide on those nets. Even so, he makes no apologies for funding the distribution of millions of bed nets with just one insecticide on them, because children desperately needed them.
I don't think it's ethical to stand back and withhold a known effective intervention when the withholding will cause people to die who otherwise would not have died, and say we're withholding because we're worried about the emergence of resistance or some other probable but still hypothetical negative consequence in the future.
For her part, Janet Hemingway doesn't say the net should have been withheld. And she agrees with other health experts that bed nets remain a crucial part of malaria control in Africa. But she does argue that those behind the bed net campaign should have made a bigger push early on to develop new insecticides. She says that research should have been as big a priority as distributing the nets, because trying to develop new insecticides now, when resistance is already spreading, is a dangerous gamble.
I mean, the last thing any of us want is to find that we've got a catastrophic failure of these nets, and suddenly all the gains that we've got in terms of reducing malaria transmission are being lost, because you will see that in terms of young kids dying.
In fact, the World Health Organization predicts an additional 120,000 African children will die from malaria each year if the insecticides on bed nets continue to fail. Hemingway is one of several experts now working to develop new insecticides, ones that are safe enough for bed nets and powerful enough to kill resistant mosquitoes. But she and other scientists say they probably won't have a new product ready for another 4 or 5 years. While the race to find a new insecticide goes on, back in Chikwawa, in a ward filled with sick children at the district hospital, a 1-year-old girl lies on a cot, comatose. Hovering at her bedside is her mother, Alice Sakani. She says her daughter is not feeling well. In fact, her daughter's been diagnosed with cerebral malaria. It could be fatal. She says this is the second time her daughter's had malaria in just her first year of life. And yet, Sakani says, every night they sleep under a bed net. For The World, I'm Amy Costello, Chikwawa, Malawi.